This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Johnny Ballpark Franks does afternoons on WNSR in Smashville. You've heard him on the bench before. I've been on his show. Good guy. How you doing, Ballpark?
Life is good. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
You too, brother. So I thought that, I bet on them yesterday, the Titans. I took them. And I was very excited to see the way they responded on the road, division game in Indy. It was huge. The game was tight. It was tied. Next thing you know, they get it done, like two quick scores, and it was over. And they win it 31-17. Very impressive. Three in a row now, 5 of 6, and Tannehill's just absolutely rolling.
That's right. Since Ryan Tannehill has taken over as a starting quarterback, he's 5-1, and he's been doing great, especially when the Titans get in the red zone. They don't settle for field goals. They score touchdowns, and between Ryan Tannehill and then Derrick Henry doing the Derrick Henry things that we kind of have grown accustomed to, I mean, since the start of 2017, he's just under 3,000 rushing yards during that span. He's already has over 2,900 yards rushing, and he's been very special as well. And now here we are going into the month of December, 4 games to go after the win against Indianapolis yesterday, and the opportunity is there for the Titans as far as taking the AFC South. They still have 2 meetings with Houston, which right now going into this week, they have the 1-game edge over the Titans, so everything's in place for the Titans. If they take care of business, they can take control of the AFC South.
So they actually, you know, with Henry, I think in those 3 wins, all 3 of them, he led the NFL in rushing, and he did it again yesterday with that performance in Indianapolis. What do you think's been the difference for him? Is it up front with the line? Why is he just exploding like that?
Well, we saw this out of Derrick Henry when he was at Alabama. The more carries he gets, especially when we get into the second half, you can tell when he gets the extra carries, he starts getting a better yards per carry average, and he punishes the defensive players as well, and he kind of wears them down. He's got a chance to do something against Oakland on Sunday that's never happened before in the NFL. He could become the first player in NFL history with at least 145 yards rushing and 1 rushing touchdown. He's done it 3 straight. Nobody in the NFL has ever done it 4 consecutive games. He has a chance to do that on Sunday in Oakland.
Do you think that they can go on the road and keep this momentum going and win that game?
Well, here's the thing. The Titans so far this year, 500 team on the road, 3-for-3. But the Oakland Raiders, I mean, they are solid at home. They're 4-1. I really, you know, I look back about a month and a half ago, and I looked at the schedule, and of all the games, I had 2 circled. Kansas City back last month on November 10th, and I had this one circled. If the Titans were still in contention, this was going to be the key game, because it certainly has implications with regards if you're competing for one of the wild card spots. It could come into an effect as far as the tiebreakers, as far as conference records. But it's tough going from the East Coast to the West Coast. And plus, it's just a tough venue for the Titans anyway in games played in Oakland. So it's not going to be easy for the Titans on Sunday.
You know, they if they can win an Indy in a divisional game, I just don't see why they can't beat the Raiders.
I wish the Oakland Raiders had a winning streak or something. The fact that they've lost 2 straight, that probably bothers me the most about the Raiders. Because, you know, this team, as far as the Raiders going into the 2 losses, remember, they had won 5 out of their last 7. So they've been hot. I don't know if something tells me the Raiders aren't going to stay down for long, and they still have some fight left in them, and they still have things to play for as well. I mean, they're 6-6. You know, it's not out of the realm of possibility for the Raiders to play themselves into a playoff spot as well. It's going to be a fun game. You know, it's the late game on one of the late games on Sunday afternoon, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. This, to me, will be the separation between Are we talking about a real threat as far as the playoffs for the from a Titans perspective, or are they just flirting with an 8-8, 9-7 kind of record?
So Johnny Ballpark Franks is with us from WNSR in Nashville. Tannehill, since he got that job, has just tore it up. And, I mean, it's the end of Mariota as we know him, right? Like, tell me what you think the future holds here for both of them. Because we think Tannehill stays, and then they might draft a quarterback and put him under his wing, and that Mariota's toast.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like Marcus Mariota's days are numbered here in Nashville. Who knows? Maybe a new venue somewhere else will give him a new opportunity. But Ryan Tannehill, I mean, when the Titans made the move in the offseason and traded for Ryan Tannehill, I just honestly felt, and I said it then, and I kept saying it even before the season began, it was just a matter of time for Ryan Tannehill to take over as far as running that offense. And, you know, for me, I think it really, you know, you go back to 2016 when Marcus Mariota's season came to an end in the next to last game of the season with the fracture in his leg. I just felt like Marcus Mariota has never really truly been the same since then. But, you know, something about Ryan Tannehill, you could just tell by even when he was waiting for the opportunity early on, he was paying attention. He was ready. He just felt like whenever his name was called, he was ready to take over the reins of that offense. And he certainly has made the most of that opportunity since he was named the starter.
There's no doubt. Johnny Ballpark Franks with us again on the bench. So that defense isn't too shabby either. Evans, Ryan, guys, Casey, they've all been getting to the quarterback, and they are, you know, pretty impressive for a bunch of no-names that really nobody ever talks about the Tennessee Titans on a national level. And, you know, even on Sundays, they're playing this great football every week, and they're kicking everybody's ass, and, you know, they're fighting for a playoff spot, but you never hear anybody talking about them. What about this defense of theirs?
Well, the defense, honestly, and even when Marcus Mariota was the starting quarterback, the defense kept the Titans in ball games. I mean, they're eighth in the NFL as far as points allowed per contest. And so when you have a defense like that, you don't need a lot of productivity as far as from an offensive standpoint. As you mentioned yesterday, game was tied 17-all. Here's Adam Vinatieri getting ready to attempt a field goal that would have given the Colts a three-point lead. It gets blocked, returned for a touchdown by the Titans, and then they score again. I mean, the Colts had a 17-7 lead in that ball game yesterday before the Tennessee Titans scored 24 unanswered points.
I got to tell you, they're in it. And the thing is, like Pittsburgh's 7-5 as well, and they have more wins in the AFC. So I take it the Titans are really what their focus is the division. It's not the Steelers, but that's the reality of what they're in, is that it's kind of a two-horse race. They got to deal with both of those situations because they want to win the division, but if they don't, they have to catch the Steelers. Isn't that about right?
That's right, and that's why when you look at the Titans' schedule in their four remaining games at Oakland this week, next week they host Houston for one of their two meetings remaining with Houston. And then in between, by the way, Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints are coming to Nashville on December 22nd. So the next four games, not easy for the Titans. And in the fact right now, they lose in a lot of the tiebreakers. And so if you have to lose one of these four, if you're the Titans, make it against the Saints because you need that, you know, that extra win in the conference battle as far as tiebreakers. So Oakland would be nice. And, hey, it's okay to go ahead and sweep Houston as well with these two games.
What do they think of, Vrabel in that town? Is everybody kind of high on him right now because they're winning, or do they like him overall?
It's just like, waking up in the morning and the sun's out and then the sun goes down. Every week is a different story. Right now, you can certainly feel good about where the Titans are with the three-game winning streak and knowing that two came against division opponents. One was against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. But it's been an up-and-down kind of thing where a lot of the fans disgruntled at times, especially with from an offensive standpoint. Right now, things are good. It's once again, it's one of these things where check in with us again next week, and we'll see where we stand with the way the fans feel about Mike Vrabel.
So A.J. Brown's kind of been a star for them catching a rock. Is everybody excited about what he's doing?
I love what he brings to the table, the rookie out of Ole Miss. He's been a very special player. And one of the things that makes Ryan Tannehill extra special, a lot of times quarterbacks find their favorite receiver and they lock in on that particular guy. Ryan Tannehill's keeping a lot of his receivers, a lot of his weapons happy in the sense that, you know, he's unpredictable. He doesn't just settle on one guy or two guys. He works the ball around, which obviously when you do that and you have a threat like Derrick Henry at any time can break a long touchdown run, it keeps the defenses honest that he goes up against week in and week out.
So what's the deal with the Predators these days?
Well, luckily for the Nashville Predators, there's still 50-plus games to go. They struggled through a long losing streak in the month of November. From a negative standpoint, if you look at it from the glass half empty, they're next to last in the division. If you look at it from a positive standpoint, forget about St. Louis right now. St. Louis with running away with things right now inside the division. But with that said, despite the long losing streak in the month of November, the Predators, with the next three games at home here in Nashville, or Smashville as you'd like to call as well, the Predators are only 6 points out of second. And so at this point, it's important for the Nashville Predators just to build some momentum, get some consistency, you know, put together two or three wins in a row and try to put what happened in November behind them.
Do you think they can beat Tampa tomorrow night at home? I mean, they haven't been playing well either. They've dropped, I think, three in a row going into that game. I think they're, frankly, on paper, on ice, they're a better team than the Predators.
Well, on paper, yes. But here's the thing. Both of these teams, the ironic part is, you know, you're talking about, you know, the last 2 years, these are the two teams that won the President's Trophy. And, you know, both of these teams off to the weird thing about the Nashville Predators, they started the season on a very high note before they went into that losing streak. But, yes, certainly if you're a fan of either Tampa Bay or the Nashville Predators, this is not where you want to be at this point. But both of these teams have the potential to reel off several consecutive wins and put together two hot streaks at the same time. If you're a fan of Nashville, you want the Lightning to have to wait another game.
I mean, can you believe, honestly, Johnny Ballpark Franks with us from Nashville on NSR, do you believe that, like, from the Stanley Cup Finals losing to the Penguins, where they've fallen? I mean, they've, like, you know, it's crazy, but we've seen this happen to teams that, frankly, make the finals and then they disappear off the face of the earth. That's kind of what's happened to the Predators. I can't even believe it with that great goalie they have.
Well, and the thing is, you know, they had triple digits as far as points last year, and they just could not make a run as far as once they got into the playoffs. And we go back to a solid beginning in October. November was not kind to the Nashville Predators, but it's a long season, and they have too much talent. They have too many weapons. And they have a lot of strength there as far as from a goalie standpoint as well. It's just a matter of time that you're hoping, if you're a fan of the Preds, for them to be able to put all this together and establish that chemistry again.
Johnny, you're the man. Always good to have you on the bench, brother. I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving. Good having you on tonight. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you again. Merry Christmas to all of you.
All right, Johnny Ballpark Franks from WNSR in Nashville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.